And at the same time, simultaneously, Satan is seducing his followers to believe this. To believe this is not poetry or rhetoric. We believe the dawn of human history, human race, has been drawn by God to follow him. And seduced by Satan to follow him. There are two powers active in the world, and these powers are contradictory. This, I repeat, goes back to the dawn of human history. No sooner were our first parents created than God mysteriously allowed Satan. Continue with mystery. God, remember, first created the angels. But the angels, like us, had first to prove their loyalty to God. Among the angels, many, countless multitudes, he built his God. They are their leader, we call Satan. Satan was driven out of heaven, not quite heaven. Once we enter heaven, we are safe. Continue with mystery. No way we can understand or comprehend this. God allowed Satan to come into existence, and also did God create the human race. Then he allowed the demons to tempt our first parents. You know what happened? His own faith. Adam and Eve were seduced by Satan, and human race sinned. The one thing we most need is to realize when it began at the dawn of the human history. Been going on ever since. There are two powers at work in the world. There is God attracting those who want to follow him. And there is Satan. Shall I say, seducing those who want to follow him? Satan have been in conflict ever since the dawn of the human race. We need especially two things. We need to know, understand how the devil operates. He is clever. He is shrewd. Over the centuries, he has seduced countless human beings. But it's not enough to just know that the devil is active. need courage to resist what we call the allurements of Satan and respond instead holy desires coming from Christ. I have a quotation here from St. Ignatius worth quoting. We are told, the devil rules over lovers of temporal goods belonging to this world. Not because the devil is lord of the world, because he is ruler of those desires by which we long for things that pass away. Oh, dear Lord, how we need to hear this. All of us will die. Some like myself will die earlier. Others will die later. We'll all die. You are still on earth. You're constantly being drawn in two directions. You're being drawn to follow Christ by doing his will. We are being seduced by Satan to do his will. Strange observation. Ignatius first tells us what is called the standard of Satan. What is Satan's theory? What is his plot? Satan, remember, is not just one person. Satan is a multitude of demons. They're being seduced, every one of us, by clever, smart, shrewd demons. What is Satan's strategy? He wants to tempt us to follow the things of this world. There are three levels to Satan's strategy. Level number one. The devil first tempts us to hold on to want earthly possessions. Like what? Like money. Like what? Like property. Like worldly education. Like achievements. I head of the Society of Jesus in 1936. Dear Lord, how many of my fellow Jesuits have been seduced by the evil spirit? He given a remarkable education. In my case, I finished college, then 15 more years of education. Once you are well educated, the devil tempts educated people to look for human recognition and honor. How we want to be praised by others. I want to be recognized, honored by this world. The devil's strategy is to tempt us to pride. And once even applied, it will open every kind of sin and moral depravity. I know what I'm saying. How educated followers of Satan are. Our nation is the most educated country in the world. The more educated a person is, the more the devil will tempt that person to pride. What even to pride? You're open to every kind of malice, and I mean this, immoral depravity. What's the devil's strategy? A strange statement from St. Thomas Aquinas. Says Aquinas, when the devil is called the god of this world, it is not because he made this world, because we serve him when we follow him with our worldliness. Unquote, St. Thomas Aquinas. And how drawn we can be to possess the things of this world. Money, honor, recognition. Hear it. We all need poverty. We need poverty to be humble. We need humiliations to be humble. A strange statement. St. Thomas More defines sin as faith in the devil. Sin, says St. Thomas More, is believing in the devil. And the devil is very clever. We've closed most of the Catholic schools in America. In Detroit, where I live, we have closed 54 Catholic churches. Oh, how shrewd the devil is. How successful the evil spirit is. We turn the devil to Christ. Unlike Satan, Christ, we are told by St. Ignatius, is standing in a lonely place. Unlike Satan, Christ's appearance is beautiful and attractive. Christ, unlike the devil, he chooses people. How are we going to ask God to let us know? Oh, let me know what you've chosen me to do. Every one of us in chapel today has a vocation. Am I clear? God has chosen each one of us for a particular purpose. How we need to know what that purpose is. Every one of us has a vocation. I mean that. You've all been called by Christ. The obverse of vocation is mission. Over the years, I've given retreats, by now, hundreds of retreats, in my 53 years in the priesthood. We are called by Christ on a mission. What's our mission? I speak to you, laypersons, you all have a mission. What's your mission? To teach, make disciples of everyone whom God puts into your life. Oh, dear Lord, how we need to hear this. You all have a mission, which means a calling in life. What is Christ's called methodology? How the followers of Christ carry out their mission is just the opposite of the strategy of Satan. Christ, period, calls people to follow him. Christ calls us first to poverty. Hear how deceived we can be. Deceived by the devil. We should not seek, not want. I know what I'm saying. To become wealthy. The devil is very clever. He seduces people to want as much as they get of this world's goods. Christ's method is just the opposite. Christ draws his followers to want to be poor. I know whom I'm talking to. God wants us to be poor. Poor in what? Poor in this world's goods. We're making retreats. Make sure you ask our Lord before this retreat is over what he wants you to give up. What he wants you to sacrifice. You know how I say it? What he wants you to give away. I say this with complete conviction. My father died when I was a year old. My mother never remarried. Mother worked every night to the day she died. We were raised in dire poverty. How I thank God for being brought up in deep poverty. This is God's way of leading people to himself. Poor people are humble people. We all need hearing. We all need humility. We need humility. Dear God, how does we need humility? And the path to humility, hear it, is poverty. We are living in the wealthiest nation in the world. I must resist the temptation of this world to possess. The poorer you are, the less you possess, the more you will expect not to be honored. Hear it. The poorer you are, the more you will be humiliated. I'm not sharing with you my own ideas. I'm giving you what St. Ignatius has taught me. The poorer we are, the more humble God wants us to be. Oh, dear Lord, I ask you, may I beg you, dear God, to make the words that I am saying understood by the people that I am speaking to. How we need humility, and the road to humility, hear it, is poverty. We need to be humble. We need humiliations. I sincerely hope every day you're humiliated. I heard this years ago when I was studying studies. I found out every day I'm humiliated. Sometimes early in the morning. We need humiliations. Am I clear? We need humiliations. Otherwise, you'll not grow in humility. I'm quoting St. Ignatius. He tells us to encourage those we speak to. Hear it, I'm quoting Ignatius. To desire it. Honest, I'm quoting St. Ignatius. To desire insults and contempt. In other words, to expect and want humiliations. The closer Christ wants to draw to Him, the more humiliation will He send us. Thank God for the humiliation you experience. Never, comma, never. One more comma, never run away from humiliations. The path to humility is humiliation. Oh, dear Lord, what a weird world we're living in. The last thing that human nature wants as human nature is to be humiliated. We need humiliations. One day I started counting the humiliations. my 2 o'clock that afternoon, I had 12 humiliations. I've not counted them since. He will say things to us, do things to us that are humiliating. Hear it. We need humiliations. Am I clear? Your own humility only in the measure that we accept. Ask Him from God the humiliation that He sends us. I'm not quoting myself, I'm quoting my Father in God, St. Ignatius. As Ignatius, to humiliations, Christ leads His followers to humility, and then through humility, to all of the virtues. Hear it. You're only in virtue only in the measure that we are humiliated. What am I saying? I'm telling you what is the test of the followers of Christ. Christ makes sure we are humiliated. Every day shall I have in every way. Unless we are humiliated, you'll not go in humility. The last thing you should run away from is humiliations. How do people humiliate us? My Lord, in every possible way, they will say things to us that are humiliating. They will do things to us that humiliate us. He will ignore us. He will deceive us. Try to mislead us. Dear God, how we need humiliations. We grow in humility. The language of St. Ignatius. But in growing humility, we must hear it. What? I mean what I'm saying. Must want to be humiliated. Father, you're serious. It is, let's see, 3:35 p.m. Must be tired by now. We need to be humiliated every day. Oh, dear Lord, how we need. I know what I'm saying. How we need humiliations. We need to grow in humility. Hold your humiliations. Now the followers of Christ grow in humility, and then and only then to humility, according to St. Ignatius, to all other virtues. You name the virtue, you grow in every virtue, only the measure of our humility. You become only as humble as we are daily humiliated. How we need grace. How we need grace. I'm quoting St. Ignatius. Christianity, if we intend to follow Jesus, requires special help from him. What he tells us, tell the retreatants. Don't go later, unless we obtain from our Lord for us the grace of humility, which comes to humiliations. I'll close with a sermon of St. Ignatius, a little long, but worth quoting. St. Ignatius. Ignatius tells us, I'm quoting him, you pay close attention to the devil. The devil makes us proud. You must maybe of ourselves by considering our sins and miseries. We need humiliations. Do you hear me? We need humiliations. Otherwise, you become proud. How do we grow in humility? I'm quoting St. Ignatius. Reflect on your sins, your miseries. We all have our problems. Thank God for your problems. We all have our trials. Thank God for the trials. The devil's technique is to discourage us. And we all have to suffer. In less measure, everyone must suffer. The devil tries to discourage us, cast us down, fight discouragement. So we'll have to fight discouragement every hour, shall I add, every minute of the day. Must fight discouragement. Raise ourselves up in true faith by trusting in God, by recalling to ourselves the good things we've received from Him. Oh, dear Lord, how we should reflect on the blessing that God has given us. When you become discouraged, fight discouragement as you fight the devil. Your discouragement comes from the evil spirit. Reflect, think of the good things that God has given you. Thank God for the blessings you received. By recalling the blessing that God gave you, grow in love of God. Because, I repeat what I'm saying, the devil's principal technique is discouragement. Two D's go together. Devil and discouragement. Fight resist discouragement. And as you resist the devil, reflect on the good things that God has given you. Thank God for the blessings you've received. Because everything which God gives us is good, but hear it. Many of the good things that God gives us are painful. Thank God for the trials He sends you. Shall I say it? Thank God for the sufferings that He gives you the privilege to endure. How many hours I could talk, but God has given my life to endure. Recall the blessings that God has given you. You're all naturally prone to discouragement. The theme of this meditation is to resist discouragement. Keep recalling the good things that God has given you. Thank God for the blessings you received. Grow in His love, because God loves you very deeply, and it is the devil's temptation to encourage us. What a statement. The devil's technique is to encourage us to discouragement. Fight discouragement as you fight the devil. Dwell on the good things that God has given you. Especially when you find yourself getting worried or discouraged, pray. Ask the Lord to give you the strength to overcome the weakness that you have. Because the strength we have to overcome our weakness can come only to those who pray. I'll keep saying this until the last minute of this retreat. Pray for strength. Dear Lord, give me the strength to fight, overcome the discouragement to which I am prone, so that, trusting in your grace, I will never give in to the evil spirit. Because the technique of the devil, two D's go together, devil and discouragement. Dear Lord, teach us to realize you're not made for this world, you're made for heaven. Dear Lord, we're made for heaven. Ask the Lord to give you a foretaste of the heaven for which you've been made. Ask God to give you a great love of eternity. Look forward, I know what I'm saying, look forward to deliverance from this world. Look forward to that eternity for which we are made, because you're not made for time, we're made for eternal life. We enjoy God in heaven forever. Lord Jesus, give us courage to overcome the weakness that we have, trust in your strength. And we allow your power to carry us through to that eternity for which we exist. Once more, and on me for time, and made for heaven. Heaven is eternal. Amen. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.